Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
Welcome, amazing people, to the Next Level presentation. It was originally called Break the Cycle, changing it to Next Level because I think it sounds a little bit better. So if you're someone who is at that stage in life where you've had some good things happen, you're getting to your mid-20s, later 30s, early 40s, and you've learned some stuff. However, you're just feeling a little bit unfulfilled and things occur in life. Like you might have some things that you regret happen, like you may have had a gambling addiction. You may have had some other addiction to other vices, drinking, drugs, alcohol, women, porn, whatever it may be. And you've started had some success and things have been working well for you. And then all of a sudden you're starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable. You feel a little bit lost, feel a little bit unfulfilled. Next minute money triggers are coming out every single way. Like, oh, I can't afford this. Can't do this. I don't want to spend money in here. I don't want to spend money in there. That may happen. You might have another scenario where it's like your relationship is starting to suffer. You're becoming more reactive and you're like, why can't this relationship just be good? And why can't she just be happy? I just wanted to be happy. I'm doing everything I can to provide. Like, can't she see that? Or you also might be in a different scenario where it's like, man, I was well health-wise. And now for some reason, not as good as what it used to be. And it's a little bit frustrating. My routine's starting to slack. I'm starting to wake up a little bit later, going to bed a little bit later. I'm not as healthy or as fit as what I'd like to be. And it's frustrating because I just feel tired all the time. This presentation is for you. So let's get straight into it, because in this presentation, my goal in here is to help break that cycle for you, to get you to the next level. I want to smash through some limiting beliefs, figure out what they are and understand what that is and move through. And we're going to do this in this presentation together. And what is required and needed from you in this situation is just your undivided attention, pen and paper ready to write some things down, because that is how we're going to create a link between your brain and what is on paper so that you start taking a different action or figuring out the thing to attack in your life. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Corey Boutwell. I am the owner of the Set the Standard community. We have worked to currently, at the moment, close to 250 men. We run retreats. We've done workshops around Australia. We have seen people who have worked with us get results, like completely blow their businesses up. We've had people, and it's no business advice, right? But we've seen people go from like 10, 20K months to 300K, like 2 to 300K months regularly. We've had people quit their jobs and start working on something they're passionate about. We've had people who have fear of posting content online and now they're posting like crazy and feeling so good and passionate about what they're doing. We've seen people on the verge of breakups, on the verge of their marriage ruining, having really expensive divorces, which would just shatter everything, ruin the family, damage the kids. And we have saved them to the point where they're like, this is the best marriage I've ever been in. I'm so turned on by my partner. She looks up to me. She obsesses over me. She admires me now. And we can communicate in a way where I get so much love, acknowledgement, and appreciation, which she never used to understand beforehand. But now she does. And it's all because of me. We're going to teach you these skills in this. This is what we're going to highlight for you, whatever that thing is, and move through. So we've done that. We've had multiple transformations. It's super amazing. And I would just like to plant the seed into your brain. And what we understand, the most powerful thing that helps people create that isn't just learning like one or two skills. It's being surrounded by the people who are doing the work for a consistent period of time. If you plant your seed in the right environment, it grows. So I'd like to just like have an acknowledgement and think about you, like where right now currently have you planted your seed? Is it in the right environment? And if it's not, if you need to place it into another environment to water it, make it grow into, you know, a big old strong oak tree. And that's what it does. We do at the Set the Standard community. And I'd love to see you in there at some point. So let's get straight into it, shall we? Let's share my screen and blow this up. Let's go. So how to break through any limitations and step up. So I've got the step there. We did have a giveaway. This is like a summary of the breakthrough thing. We did have a giveaway for some people. I'm not telling you what that is. You have to come to a live one if you want to know what that giveaway is. He who cannot command himself must obey, which is a amazing Friedrich Nietzsche quote. This quote, if you don't understand, basically it says, when you do what you say you're going to do, you rise up into the next level of brilliance. You rise up as someone who is relied upon, as a strong leader who people can trust. Because if you don't do what you say you're going to do and you never do it, then your respect goes, people's respect for you just starts to decline. So essentially what is meant by this is if you're someone who cannot command yourself, then you may as well be a follower. Especially in the moment, if you recognize that you can't command yourself yet and do everything you say you're going to do, then go follow and learn the skills to command yourself until you're ready to go and command somewhere. Which can come from, there's a lot of people, I was literally talking to a one-on-one client this morning. He was like, man, I'm getting too frustrated because, you know, I built my business up to 200K a month with an e-commerce business. And he wanted other people to jump on into his e-commerce business. He's like, man, I'm telling these people when they're, you know, some of these guys frustrate me because I have enough clients. However, I get one or two that come in and they just like, they don't like the sound of my offer. And I really want to help them. And it triggers me in such a bad way. And it's so interesting because for those people, they may not be ready. Is the main thing. They may not be ready. And what they've got to do to get ready is to work on here in their mind and work on their hearts. And if they can work on that and they learn to command themselves, they can't become authentic and they become more integral, they'll be in a better place to do so. So he cannot command himself, must obey. So look at this, right? We've got this presentation, you and your best self. And if you want to become the best version of yourself, it's like, what is the thing that's going to help you get there? This is very simple, right? It's being. You just got to start being the best version of yourself. How do you start being the best version of yourself? Well, you got to understand what that looks like and then start acting like it every single day, making sure you're getting in the energy, making sure you're doing the tasks, everything that gets you there. Now, what's the second thing which helps you become the best version of yourself? It's just time. So if you're being the best version of yourself, the only thing that's preventing you from getting there is just the time. Time plays catch up. And we want to shorten that, you know, shorten it down. Hope you like that little module. So this is a reflection piece here. So just ask if you are writing something down real quickly, just pause the video. And what are you most struggling with right now? And what do you most want? And just notice if there's any conflicts and just notice the pattern. What are you most struggling with right now? What do you most want? Could be money. Like, what are you most struggling with right now? Oh, like I really want some extra money. What do I most want? A holiday. For example. And it might be a little bit conflicting because it's like, well, I need money in order to have the holiday. But it can also be inflicting, like you haven't given yourself the time that you've needed to take a break or sort out your mind in a certain way to figure out what you most want to be doing to getting money, especially if you don't know your purpose or you haven't got meaning or you're not living in a state of fulfillment, right? Interesting to start thinking about. So I also would like you to go through this and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in health, wealth, relationships, and mission. So health is your fitness. What is that out of 10? Give yourself a score right now, real quickly. Health, 6, 7, like whatever it is. Wealth, what is it? Out of 10. Relationships, write it down. How are my relationships all at the moment? What are they out of 10? And mission, how are you contributing to that out of 10? And then write down your score of 40. So if you did like 7, 7, 7, 7, 7 times 4, actually I don't know what that is. I'm pretty sure it's something like 20, 28, got it. 28 out of 40 is that what it would be. So figure that out, write that down because we're going to get back to this in a minute. So this is from a book called The Gap Versus the Gain. And it's an amazing book. And you can see here, this is where most like entrepreneurial people or people who want to make it, have a mission, have fulfillment in life go wrong. They have this start section and we're like, okay, what if we have this goal that we visualize? Like, this is where I want to get to. This is this goal. And then we look at like what we've actually achieved. Now, if we achieve something, let's say, example, we want to be a CEO of a company and we've just got promoted to the executive or a director, something awesome. And then we go, oh man, but I'm still not the CEO. Oh, that sucks. I've been trying so hard to get in the CEO position. Like, how come I'm not just there just yet? You're measuring in this gap here. There's no actual progress. You're comparing yourself to something which isn't really important right now, which makes you feel failure, frustration, disappointment, low self-esteem, guilt, and depression. Raise your hand if you've ever experienced that beforehand. When you've had a goal, you want to get to it. You get somewhere close or get a stepping stone and you're like, damn it. I didn't make it. I have this goal of becoming the world's, like I want to win a world title in fitness competitions because I bodybuild. And if like my last show, I didn't place and I was like, damn it. And I was like, oh, well, one day I'm going to be like world title. So what's the point of doing that now? It's like, this is your first pro show, Corey. Look how far you've come. Interesting. Now, if we compare it to the gain, that's putting yourself in a gap. The gain looks like this. So you've got this goal, you visualize CEO and you look at what you've achieved and you've gone wicked. I've gone from supervisor, manager, executive to director. And now I'm a director. This is awesome. I have grown so much. I've succeeded. I feel satisfied. I feel confident. I've got high self-esteem. I'm enjoying what I'm doing and I feel optimistic because I've measured backwards. And in the fast-paced world that we live in, we're consistently comparing ourselves on social media, comparing ourselves to other people's success, that we forget to measure where we've actually just come from. Super powerful, right? So essentially, it looks like this. You've got your present self and your future self here. What is it? There's a gap between to get there, and we want to fill that out. What does that look like? How can we fill this gap and make sure that we're not also comparing in order to get there? Well, we've got three different scenarios. Like, what path do we want to choose? Where do we want to get to? Do we want to go for path number three, path number two, or path number one? Because they all require different paths. Where do we want to get to? And for example, if we go down and we look at path number three down here, is like, that is a different path, maybe a little bit easier for the path that we go down. There's not as much impact. There's not as much of a gap that we have to go down, which is different from this one. That's a different path we go down. We've got to choose that. And then there's another path. This is the steeper the path on the way up, the bigger the goal, right? Which means more hurdles, more difficulty, more emotional control, more mindset, more leaning into things in our personal life and our professional life. And they all require different measurements. So if we only shoot for this one, let's just say it's a, you know, our goal is like, you know, we want to be a teacher, for example. And we just want to work as a teacher, you know, for the next 10 years, learn some skills. It's like, okay, that to there could be the one, could be the, you know, that would be a gain if you looked at it from where you are now to that goal. However, let's say you want to be the principal of the school and that was where you wanted to get to. If you're only a teacher and you're comparing yourself to wanting to be a principal, you've now just put yourself in the gap. However, when you get to the principal's position and you look backwards, you look at that as a huge gain. I've finally gotten to this position. Look at that. That is a huge gain that I've gone in. So the question is like, with your goal that you've chosen and the path that you're on right now, are you in a gain or a gap? What have you been comparing yourself to, right? Are you in a gain or a gap? Because you get to decide which path. Are you going to go down this one, or this one? What do you want? And I'm assuming if you listen to this, you want this damn path. Give me the steep, give me the big goal. Let me figure out how to get there. But then you also get to decide whether you're in a gain or a gap. So even if you're on this path, you've been shooting for this goal and you've been going down this path, what's the gap that, what's the gain that you're in? Let's look at that. And if you've wanted to be on this steep path, and it's like, well, what actions and habits are you taking in order to get to the goal to be on this path? Because most people will put themselves in a position where they want this goal, they want to go on this path, but they're still operating here. Just like this. Oh, I want to be in this steep path. I want to be shooting for this goal. However, I'm just going to shoot for this one instead. I'm going to go down that path because it's going to be easier. I don't have to invest in myself. I don't have to get any coaches. I don't have to do whatever it is. I don't have to spend money. That's scary to get there. And it's like, okay, look, if you're aiming for this goal and you want to be this person, you know, you're going to have to be in this position where it's like letting go of big money or having difficult conversations with your partner or making sure that your routine is elite and you're spending time journaling and reflecting to make sure that it's there. Interesting, because most people choose this and then they compare like this. They go, oh, I'm choosing this and I'm going down this path of being a teacher, but I want to be a principal and I'm not doing what it takes in order to get there. I'm not working on my mind, working on my body, working on my health, around surrounding myself with high quality people. Well, there's some mistakes because you're not actually following down this path, right? So we underestimate what we can do in a long period of time and overestimate what we can do in a short period of time. So if we choose, let's say path one, you know, in 3 months, bam, we've already gotten here. That is a big gap that we've, a big gain that we've had compared to through here. Over 12 months, woof, we've got an even bigger gain because it's taken us time. And we're like, we're doing everything on the path to get to this said version of ourselves. But then we've got gaps and gains in regards to time. So it's like, you know, if we've gotten to 3 months and we're comparing ourselves, oh, but you know, I really wanted to get to here. And it's like, that's 12 months away. And if you look at, go from here and look back down to here and from the 3 months to up here, it's like, well, you've actually made a gain. When you've got to 12 months, are you looking backwards or are you comparing yourself to here? So now we compare ourselves, not in regards to who we are and what we want to become, but also the time it takes to get there. This is why things get confusing. And then we start, you know, this is like compared to comparing time and the goal and the tasks and the path that we're going down, right? Interesting, because it's like, wow, this just highlights that there's so much comparison that we do. So the main takeaway from this is shoot for the large goal, measure backwards, right? Shoot for this number one, measure yourself backwards. How far have I got? This is when we want to get to. We want to make sure we're doing the best that we can following the path to get there, because there's no point focusing on this one because that's not going to bring us any happiness or fulfillment. And when we look back, we actually create the biggest gains. Regardless of if we land here or land here, it's like, wow, look at the size of this gain compared to this gain. No, especially if this is growth over here. Interesting. So what goal are you shooting for and what path are you going down, right? And what is your goal and pathway? If you want to take a minute to write that down, please write that down. It's really good to get clear on. And then what stops us from getting there? This is not to write anything down. This is just like, what is stopping me from getting there? It's just a reflection question, right? This is why I love talking about the individuation process, right? Because I'm going to tell you in a second most of the time what stops us from getting there. The individuation process is a beautiful thing that was invented by Carl Jung, who's the inventor of personality types. And the individuation process is the process of you becoming an individual, your own unique, authentic self. And that is done when you have painful realizations about yourself, you have painful realizations about your own attitudes, and you have to swallow all sorts of bitter truths and bitter pills to help us get there. Notice that it's all pain. So to get to the best version of ourselves, through time and being, we have to face the pain that we're currently experiencing. And if we don't face the pain because we're not around the right people, then we never face it, especially if we're not intentionally working on it, which is why personal development and communities and a community like Set the Standard is so powerful and important, right? So the individuation process, the goal of the second half of life, the process which by a person becomes their unique individual selves by being able to separate themselves from their own ego and group ties. Mentioning ego and group ties. Ego is your own beliefs about yourself, and group ties is the beliefs that you have from everyone that you've gotten around you. And if you adopt all the beliefs that you've had from everyone that you've gotten around you and you haven't grown anywhere, it's like, well, maybe you're around the wrong people. And the beliefs that you have adopted from those people that have now surrounded your ego are in the way of helping you get to the next level. So the logical process to do is to get around the right people and fight and do whatever it takes to get there. We've had people come into like my community, for example, who have been like, yeah, look, I'm going to go... like the second job that I usually have these shifts with, that I haven't been doing, I'm going to do it to afford to come in. With other people go, yeah, pay for 6 months up front. I'm dedicating myself to get into the community, to be around the right people so that I can level up properly, right? And this is like the dedication that sometimes it takes in order to separate yourself from these group ties, which comes from realizing yourself like, wow, shit, everyone around me hasn't got the brain or the thoughts that I want to be thinking about. They don't help me push my limits and I need a new perception or a different shift. So... this is the quote from Carl Jung, super powerful. Once devoted to individuation, a person frequently has a contagious effect around them. When you see someone, you're like, oh, why? I just want to, that person is magnetic and potent. I want to be around them. Even when they are no intentions of influencing. So that's the power of them. They got no intention of influencing, but you're like, why is this person so charismatic? Why are they so confident? It's because they're facing off with their own shit all the time. And to take the unconscious seriously is a matter of personal courage and integrity. So to take that seriously, you have to have personal courage and integrity to get there, which is owning your own stuff, consistently looking at the dark patterns. You can say, oh, I'm fine right now. Like I got a business and I got the things and I got the partner. It's like, oh, we just want a stagnation. Where is the source and the juice? Let's look for it, figure out where it is and have the courage to do it and have the integrity to live in alignment, which is what we all want as men. So usually here I go through a breakout room and just ask the questions like, can you please because? And essentially I pair people up and I ask them just to ask yourself a question. You can mention this out loud. If I'm sitting in front of you right now, you can just ask me a question. Can you please something for me? Because. And what's really important is when you ask this question or a question that you'd like to ask people is to realize this is what's on top of your mind right now. We've had people ask for better relationships with their brothers. We had asked people to help with fitness content. We had people ask for money. We have had people ask to understand what their vision, mission, and purpose is because they need more direction and clarity in life. Like whatever that is. We have people ask a whole bunch of questions like that. And if you're asking those questions, it's like, cool. That's what you've got to focus your energy and attention on. Because if you don't focus your energy and attention to that, you're never going to get to the deeper stuff. We need to get rid of it. Or you need to go through an energy or some healing process to remove that out the front of your brain to get to the deeper stuff, which is usually some sort of journaling. Interesting. So yeah, what's on top of your mind? What is it? Let's move through that. Then we have this thing here. We've got this like you and this bubble that people create for themselves. And this is like your own belief system that you have. What is this line, you may say? That line there is your comfort zone. And that is the access to get to your dreams. And what you're going to do is shift your beliefs and perceptions. Interesting, which is what we're going to get to in a second. How amazing. So I created this wheel, and this is the energy wheel of prosperity. And this wheel behind the scenes looks very simple right now, but I can tell you the complexity and the study and the reflection that has gone into this wheel, it is so deep and it's so beyond everything. So I've simplified it down as much as possible. Essentially, it goes like this. You got the self-reflection, which is stillness, journaling, figuring out where you're at. And that's where you start. The better you are at self-reflecting, the better self-control you have. The better self-control you have, the better you are at saying no to the right things and yes to the right things, especially in regards to temptations. Netflix, eating, whatever it is, making the right decisions. Oh, where's my self-control for this? Talking to people, women, cheating, drinking, like whatever it may be. Willpower. Once you've got self-control, that increases your willpower. So that is your ability for grit to get things done and your endurance to push through in your mind, which then gives you the ability to create effort. Effort is doing the task, like going to the gym, sitting on a computer, creating websites, whatever it is that you may do, creating content, filming yourself, actually having the courage to talk to your partner and bring something up. All those things are effort. And then eating. Eating is so vastly underrated. It takes so much of our time. We've got to go to the shops, think about what we're going to eat. We want to eat healthy. We've got to choose and have a plan for what we're going to eat. Then we've got to cook the food, eat the food, clean the food, clean the dishes. Energy takes up so much eating takes up so much energy and we've got to make sure that we're optimizing that. And then we've got energizing. So energizing is taking the time to actually lift ourselves up, which is not just stillness, self-reflection and journaling. This is different. This is energizing. Saunas, spas, meditating, massages, making sure that we're looking after ourselves, spending time with our friends, loved ones, sex, whatever that is that brings energy to us. Well, what I figured out is that energizing is 12% of your total energy. Self-reflection is 12%. Self-control is 12%. Willpower is 12%. It's actually like 2.25 or something. But basically all of these four equal 50%. Then you've got these two, which also equal 50% of your energy. So it's interesting because most of your energy goes to effort and eating. Now, if we think about how much time we spend self-reflecting, actually taking time to think about self-control, organizing things in our calendar, having our ability and creating our willpower to push through different things and challenges and energizing ourselves, it's really interesting because it's like if you're only doing a 10% here, 5% here, 2% here, 6% here, it's like, well, we're always operating at 100% of our energy. So we vastly increase effort. We vastly increase usually eating or decrease eating sometimes. Or our eating isn't healthy, so it's taken up more of our energy. And then these two end up looking like something like 75 to 80%. And then we're only spending 20% in here. It's like these little things, which we figured out 12% is only half an hour. So half an hour a day of self-reflection, half an hour a day self-control, half an hour a day willpower, which is like your effort, which is going as you're doing things. Half an hour of energizing, which ends up being something along, over a week. It's like over a week, it's like 2 hours of energizing, which could be like 1 hour massage. And it could be something like, you know, spending some quality time with your friends instead of overworking for my workaholics out there. That could be a really great solution. So when you start breaking that down, it's like, okay, how much time am I actually putting into these? Because these are our first priority so that we can get to smashing effort and eating. Otherwise, what happens is we burn ourselves out or we feel overwhelmed, confused, anxious, depressed, and doesn't get us anywhere we want. So we can look at it like this. This energizing is energy in, self-reflection is energy in, self-control is energy in, willpower is energy in. Effort is energy out, eating is energy out. So we want to make sure that we've got enough energy in to combat what our energy out is doing. Interesting. I hope you're thinking right now like, oh shit, there's some things that I've got to like put in my routine and actually start doing. But sometimes I will admit it's hard to do by yourself, which is why being around the right people and again, mentioning community is so important. Because if you do have the community and you are around the right people, chances are that it's like, okay, let's catch up, do some self-reflection together. Let's go through self-control together. How are you doing with this? I'm doing my self-control. Are you? Which is creating a vibe and you're around people who are prioritizing things so that their effort and their eating is so sharp and that they're coming in and absolutely killing it for how they want to live life. And that's where we want to start, self-reflection here. What are all these things I got to do? Planning out our weeks, organizing what we want to do. How do we need to reflect? What do we most be focusing our energy on? What is our most highest priority tasks? So what we're going to do is a self-reflection exercise in here. And this is what we focus a lot of our time and energy on first in the Set the Standard community is, and how we've had such great results is we help people focus on their self-reflection first. Before we start taking action, before we start doing the challenges, before we start doing some things to get outside of our comfort zone, let's understand our self-reflection first. Figure out the tools, get the priorities in place, move things around so that we can break through and have this transformation. Like we figured out the sequence, it perfectly aligns with this. We help people like, you know, sort that out. And it's amazing to see the transformations, especially when the process and the sequence is perfect and you have the right people, community, coaches, whatever it is to help you get there. And you may be someone who doesn't need community and coaches and you might just go, oh, I just want to go and attack, you know, content. Good. Go do that. You might be someone who's like, I don't want to content. I just want to be around the right people. Then good. Go do that. And you're like, we have those options available in the Set the Standard community. That's what people do, which is so fantastic, right? And this is why it's so powerful. So essentially what we've done is we're going to highlight in a minute, we're going to go over this section, worst self, and really highlight that because this is the pain that we want to feel before making that transformation towards individuation. And then not in this call, but I'd invite you guys into another call or DM me or contact with someone in the community to go through something that is maps out your best version of yourself. So what is the heaven? So this gives us two forms of motivation. What's our worst self? What does that look like? And what's our best self? Heaven. Then we want to figure out what that is. How can we get to heaven by understanding our worst self? And this is the self-reflection first, right? So we're going to get into that. And if you want to take it further, come and join Set the Standard. So in regards to self-reflection, self-control, willpower, effort, eating, and energizing, how could you be better? All right, this is the question. So this is the moment where I'd like you guys to pause and only just write down like 6-7 words. How could you be better? What is the goal for this? There's nothing to go too crazy on. What is the goal for that? Then what is one memory that you have had in the past 5 years that sticks out to you in a negative way? So I had a few people be like, oh, what is that thing? We're like, okay, for 5 years ago, what year were you in? Like, how old were you? So if I'm 35 years ago, I was 25. What was I doing? I was just starting my coaching. I was working in government. And for me, I wasn't really happy there. I was winning all these awards in government, but I was so unfulfilled. It wasn't my highest purpose. And what was really frustrating for me was I really wanted to compete in bodybuilding and I felt trapped. I was in a terrible relationship. We're arguing, yelling and screaming at each other. So there's one memory in there that is going to stick out if I dig deep enough. Probably one with me and my partner screaming at each other for me working too much because I wanted to create this. And now we're here. So that's a negative memory. So dig deep. What is one memory that you've had in the past 15 years that sticks out to you in a negative way? So 15 years ago, I would have been 15. What year would have been in? Year 10 at school. Who was my teachers? I had a range of different teachers. What was I doing? What was happening? Well, I was actually going to parties and pissing everything up the wall. So I have these memories of being rejected, punched in the face, beaten up, all these different things around the age of 15, which stuck out to me and affected me in a negative way. So what was that? And then I want to think about, like, what are the patterns that come up there? So what are the patterns? So one of them was, okay, if I was getting beaten up and I was getting fighting my partner, was one that I was like, I was angry and I had this anger to deal with. Now, if I keep up that anger now for the next 5 years, what does my life look like? Well, I'm reactive. I'm running away from things. I'm not leaning in. My relationship turns to shit, which was like hanging on by a dear thread probably in 5 years because I'll be 35 years old. Business won't be as good. My staff won't want to follow me because they're getting dealt with my reactivity. XYZ, and that makes me feel really sad, depressed, and anxious, to be completely honest, because I'll be stressed out of my freaking brains. Lean into the pain. Don't avoid it. We have some people answer this and be like, yeah, well, I might be like this, but things will actually still be pretty good. Mm-mm. Avoid that and go in. What is that pain? And feel it. We want to feel that pain. What happens if you keep this up in the next 10 years? It's 2033. Describe that. For me, it'd be like broken up relationship, failed business, working somewhere in a job that I hate, and really just punishing myself in the gym, probably injured, probably doing something stupid like taking steroids and just living my life away, saving up for holidays and just watching anime to numb all of the pain, right? That's what my life would look like. Paint that. Do I want that? Hell no. That is confusing. Is that where you want to be? Hell no. Like, that's not where I want to be. Write it down. No. And why? Write down, why don't you want to end up there? Well, if you did end up there, for example, why don't you want to be there? I was like, well, I've got so much potential, I've got so much more to give. I have this goal that I want to get to. X, Y, Z, map that out. What does that look like? I don't want to end up there because I've got a goddamn mission and a purpose that I believe in so fantastically, and it's helped people just like you get to that next level. Because I believe that I can make some serious change happen in the world with this community, and it starts with you by getting you to the next level and helping you impact 100 or 1,000 people. That is my goal. And if I can do that, then I'll be happy before I die, right? So what am I doing right now that's keeping me there? And that is being reactive, probably not doing as much self-reflection as what I could be doing. And I do a lot of self-reflection, so probably leaning into that more, sending some more love to my employees and my partner and understanding those patterns of myself and making sure that I'm showing up in a different way. That's mine. What's yours, right? As an example of mine, I've done this previously. What's yours? What's keeping you there? What are you committing to now to make sure that you don't? What are you committing to right now? Write it down. It could be like getting around the right people, surrounding myself, putting myself in an environment, getting outside of my comfort zone, organizing these things in my calendar, making sure that I talk to some people, reach out on Instagram, have a call. I'm going to message Corey, right? What are we doing? What are your painful and uncomfortable realizations about yourself? What is them? I have had painful, uncomfortable realizations around myself that I hesitate too much. And my fear response is quite negative. I'll freeze. And then I'll try to appease. I'll try to make things feel better. I'll refreeze and whoop, try to appease. It's uncomfortable because for me, I've got to lean in and I've got to do the right tasks and I make a big mess out of everything. And sometimes I'm not prioritizing what I most need to focus on. And it's hard when my brain is just like, I've got this amazing brain that I've developed over the years and I can analyze and acknowledge everything. So I was like, okay, I've got to be laser sharp focused. And if I don't, and I'm not laser sharp focused, then I'm not going to get what I want. And that to me looks like hell. So that is some painful, comfortable realization I've learned about myself. What are yours? Pause. Write them down. Now, I'd like you to do this. If you implement what you've learned today, on a scale of 1 to 10, in 3 months, what do you think that score will be out of 40? Out of 10, health, write it down. Out of wealth, write it down. Out of relationships, write it down. Out of mission, write it down. Awesome. What we've had for most people when they first jumped on this is most people were writing 20, 25, and then they went to 40, 35, 32, 36, 36, 36. We had a whole bunch of people write 36 just out of this. If you implement what you've learned today. So we've even got people to write down the chat. So what would that mean to you if you could close that gap? So just write down, even think to yourself, like, what would that actually mean to you? Like, just take a moment. What would that mean to you? you get to that 35, 36, 40, 38, 39, like, what would that actually mean? Would it mean the world? Would it mean relationships? Would it mean more finance and success? Would it mean you'd finally be able to let go and chill out and actually start to enjoy life? What is it? What's that next level look like for you? What would that mean to you? What's that emotion? Should be powerful, really powerful. So thank you so much for coming and listening to this presentation. Underneath this video, there should be a call for a link to book in a call. I have a few spots open every single week so that we can run through this together. If you have any questions, you want to run through this properly, you want to set up an actual process, I'm offering some of my time, which, you know, one-on-one clients and the rest of it, I deem is extremely valuable to give to you guys to run this through with me, myself, not someone else. I'm going to run this through with you to figure out and map out how you're going to install this. What does the best version of yourself look like? Let's move you towards heaven. What did you learn from these? How can you implement and install these? I want to have a chat with you to help you create a strategy. And I can't wait to see you in there. Can't wait to have a chat. Can't wait to talk about it. It'll be very relaxed. It'll be very casual. And I'm super excited to do that. So please click the link below to book in and apply to book in for the week. And all the times are in there. And I look forward to seeing you very soon. Thank you so much for coming and taking action and some value out of this. Can't wait. Click that link. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.